listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and about how you can do it all. Here we go, Colossians 3, 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We are made new men or new women in Jesus Christ out of the free gift of his grace. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead works in the believer, bringing new life and a new heart. The changes of the new life don't happen all at once, and the changing isn't complete until we are glorified in heaven. But the new man needs instruction. He's ready to learn and instinctively wants to obey God, so he wants to be taught. That's why the Bible gives new men and new women practical instruction on how to live, what to do, and what not to do. Every once in a while, we read a wonderful summary statement, something that's easily remembered as a solid guide to how we should live as new men and new women in Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17 is one of those statements. It first speaks to whatever you do in word or deed. That covers just about everything. Every word that's spoken, every deed that is done, God cares about them all. Here's what God wants us to do with every word and every deed. He wants us to do them all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Simply said, the new man or woman lives his life, all his life, for Jesus. They are only interested in doing the things that can be done according to the character of Jesus, consistent with the honor of Jesus, and in the heart of Jesus. The new man only wants to do the things that Jesus could put his name on, things that Jesus would endorse. This gives a wonderful guide for the tough choices we sometimes face. We wonder if something should be permitted or denied in our life. Ask the question, could Jesus put his name to this? Can I do this in the name of the Lord Jesus? If you apply that to every word you speak and every deed you do, you'll have a good guide. You can only know that if you know something of who Jesus is, and the only reliable place to learn Jesus is from God's Word, especially the four Gospels. The better you know Jesus through his word, the better you will be able to do everything in word and deed in his name. Now, for certain, sometimes you're going to get it wrong. Yet even in those times, we will see that God sees and honors our heart. If the true goal was to say and do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. This last aspect is something for us to think about, that we are to do everything giving thanks to God the Father through him. We say and do all things with an attitude of gratitude to God, remembering all he has done in the past and all he promises for the future. In the past, present, and future, we all have reasons to be thankful, and we can do every word, every deed in honor to Jesus.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.